Then you started the 16th part. Part of Surah Kahf. And the will of Ibrahim alayhi salam in addressing his father. And what a respectable way he addressed his father. In the manner that teaches the lesson that he was a fire worshipper, he was a non-believer, but how much respect he showed his father. So he taught a lesson that no matter his family member is not Muslim also, but he don't show disrespect to them. You do all kinds of, you do some all kinds of things that you do that will bring them more dear to Islam. That's our intention, suppose. He followed his father. But why are you worshipping that? Because they cannot listen to you, cannot hear you, nor can it benefit you. So nice. That is the first time you told him that. Then you told him this much, I've got knowledge that you haven't got that knowledge. So I can help you. Every time he's expressing his father in a very beautiful manner. Then he said, in this month, Ya Abati, I'm frightened. But do not follow Shaitan. For Shaitan is the arch enemy of Allah Ta'ala. He's trying to explain to him that as far as possible, don't go do what you are doing. And thereafter, he gave the last advice, Ya Abati, I'm scared now that Rahman does not punish anyone. Rahman always will forgive you. But I'm scared that Rahman will punish you. So at least come to some senses. But he did not accept it. And he told his son, he told Ibrahim al-Islam that I'll punish you. However, whatever it was, but the lesson behind it is, first of all, whenever you do something, tabligh must be done at home first. You must make tabligh at home. First, that is the thing. Secondly, when you're speaking to someone, speak with kindness. Kindness, that Hazrati always tell us that. No matter what it is, talk with healing, tolerance, with kindness so that you will accept, the person will accept you. If you speak in a harsh manner, the person will not accept. Say a person now, he hasn't got a habit of waking up every morning with namaz. Now if you go and press his leg and wake him up, he'll wake up. Even if you don't wake up, you will wake up. Why? Because the manner you woke him up. But if you go and give one hard kick and then wake up, what will you do? Even if he doesn't want to wake up, he won't wake up. Because the manner that you adopt. So teaches us that how kind you must be no matter who you invite you, when you talk to. The most important thing is you must have tolerance in you, you must have a lot of what you call narmi, kindness. So that thing will affect the person that we haven't got today. And the fourth one, the third one is this much, that remember that everything that you do, you'll go to some test. You'll go to some test. It's not that you won't go to test. You go to some test. But you must make several in that test, and then after that, the end result will be Allah Ta'ala will be the best. Allah Ta'ala will be the best. But everything that you do, there is means of sabr. Don't think you'll just overget that test. You have to make a lot of sabr. The day after, Allah Ta'ala will give you. Man must not expect everything overnight, he must make several times. Ibrahim al-Islam is teaching us the lesson that how a person must communicate with people with kindness, with advice, and for advice at home is more important. Another ayat came in, وَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Those people who will turn away by remembrance of my silence, then they'll wake up blind, Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. And we make their life miserable in this world. In other words, the life is miserable in this world, not that Allah will take away the goods and the wealth and everything. They'll make their life so miserable that two qualities will be taken away from them, sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr. that they'll be so much involved in the world, so much that they'll be drowned in the world, but their stomach will not be full. They want more and more and more and more. There's no peace of mind at all. Everything they do, they talk of the world all the time. They'll make their life miserable. And we make them blind. And the time when they wake up on the day of Qiyamah, they say, Allah, we had eyes in the world, how come we become blind? You see, when you have forgotten me in this world, I have forgotten you in this. You have forgotten me, so today I am coming in that position. So we have to be so careful that it must not be from those company. Allah Ta'ala protect us from that. These are things in mind Allah Ta'ala showing us. That do not go against the God of Allah Ta'ala. Do not turn away from Him. It mustn't be that you turn away from Him, then He turns away from you too. How important it is, you must keep that in mind. Think this, but Allah Ta'ala has made that person's life miserable in this world, and no sabr, no shukr. He won't make shukr at all, because any amount He gives him will be too little for him. So these two qualities of subr, sabr and shukr is important in our lives. From this ayat of the Quran, so we learn these two things. Another thing is that do not forget the ayat of the Quran, to remember. Because if you remember that the Quran, do not forget it. We forget the ayat and Allah Ta'ala forget you. Those people who know the ayat of the Quran, they will be very fortunate, they will learn to keep it, accept it, and learn the ayat of the Quran. And when you learn the Quran, and you must remember the Quran. If you remember the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will remember you. Allah Ta'ala will remember you. Alhamdulillah. 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 اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجعلنا من المتقين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد